Happy Friday, everyone. Why is there a smile on my face? Well, we only have one camera shot, and there's two of us here. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Special guest Nolan North is joining us for the first time ever.
Thank you.
On a piece of Kind of Funny content. Now, I talked about this yesterday. You and I go way back.
We're way back.
Great friends. And when Greg said, hey, Nolan's coming up for SF Comic Con, he wants to do one. He only has time for one show, and he wants to do the morning show.
Right.
I was like, of course he does. You could do Greg's show, which is the Game Over Greggy show, the podcast that a lot of say is the people say is the cornerstone of our company.
Is it?
That's my question, right? That's what I say is because when you come into town and you say I only have time in the morning for something, we could have moved heaven and earth to made Greg's podcast, but you said no. I want to do the morning show. I want to talk about some news. I want to do some stupid bits, and then I want to leave and forget that all of this happened.
Pretty much. Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Exactly. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. No, I'm up here, yes, for the San Francisco Comic-Con, which is held in Oakland.
Naturally.
It was a bit of a
too expensive. It's probably too expensive to hold in San Francisco.
Bit of a bait and switch, as far as I'm concerned. But it's going to be here, all weekend. And then, I've been dying to get up here for a while. Life's just been busy with family and kids and, dogs.
What's your schedule at Comic-Con? You have anything?
No idea.
Promote? You on panels, things
No, I got.
You can shout it out. What does he got?
I mean,
he's got a panel Saturday.
Panel Saturday.
I do a panel Saturday, which basically is just I have nothing important to give. I just people have it's more of a Q&A for as long as they let me.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it's usually
Let's try to set a Guinness World Record on Saturday with Nolan.
Yeah.
We'll ask some questions for 48 hours straight and see if they kick us out. We'll bring the LaCroix. That's what we'll do. Yeah. What's the flavor of du jour today?
Today they give me peach pear.
How does that sit with you?
It's kind of like a bubbly cologne.
Yeah, that's you just described LaCroix pretty much to the T.
I do enjoy some of them.
I was wondering if you just mispronounced colon.
Did I mispronounce colon?
Yeah.
Never.
No.
No, okay. No, he meant that. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for Friday, June 8th. It's Friday. We made it here. I'm very excited about that. If you guys are watching live with us here, please be in the Twitch chat. Queue up your questions for Nolan because we'll be hitting that chat up at the end of the show and probably throughout the show as well.
Yes.
If you guys want to make sure your question gets asked, you can tip us the $5 above level and we will answer it most likely unless I forget about it again like I did a couple days ago. I apologize about that. It's not a big deal. But your money's going to lots of great things.
You forgot?
Like flying Nolan up on our dime. Did we fly up on our dime?
You did not.
Okay, well then I don't know what the money's going to. Yeah. Greg, where does the money go?
Extra money, man.
It goes to all the DiGiorno pizzas, right?
Hey.
No, they send those for free.
Oh, they send those for free.
I will say this, though. Greg did offer a number of times to fly me up, do the show, and I couldn't make it. So I came up on... someone else's dime.
That's perfect.
Yeah, true story. This is the first time Nolan's ever done Kind of Funny content.
I know.
I put him on the map, some would say. You know what I mean? Like, actually shine. Like Dave Fenoy, Melissa, they're all good. Troy, really great about talking how Up at Noon really changed the game for voice actors, really put them in front of the camera stuff.
Some would say it was like the show that really highlighted
the
voice actors.
Yeah, and it's just funny to see like the young upstarts, the kids who are nipping at Nolan's heels, like a Troy Baker, who's been on this kind of funny 1,000 times.
Tall.
He's flown himself in. We've flown him in. It's, tit for tat kind of thing.
Who are these people?
Troy Baker. You might understand he was the Joker. All right, he was the Joker.
Mark Hamill.
But Ryan Reynolds doesn't know who he is, so.
Mark Hamill.
No, and he's a different guy. Not the same guy. Troy Baker.
Nothing better than when you find.
He's the guy with the scarf and the socks.
And the hat. He wears the hat.
Oh, Troy!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Troy. You mean my co-host for Retro Replay?
What's that, Nolan?
Let's hit that one!
Now, we're going to talk about Retro Replay a little bit later.
Because
I saw that pop up and I was like, you need an ugly guy on that set.
Oh, man.
I'm saying is I will lend my talents. I will pop in and be the chubby, shorter guy that sits between you guys so you both look better. Well, I got the muffin top. Let's put it that way. It's like a low-fat muffin top these days because I've been doing this weird elimination diet where I basically starve myself for 3 days straight.
Oh, no.
Got a little loopy last night. Got through it, though.
No, don't do that. You just need to buy some Spanx.
Spanx?
Yeah.
Do they have male Spanx?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just where you just sucks it all in. But I had a friend who had it, and then when he took it off, There was a toilet massacre.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It just kind of, it was squeezing everything in, yeah, and then the pressure pushed it all out.
Yeah. Like, you ever seen when what happens to a bottle of water or something on an airplane?
Mm-hmm.
That kind
of
happened.
I had that happen to a bag of Frito-Lays one time.
Oh.
Yeah, Fritos, I had it, and I got it out of my bag, and it was like this big.
Right, well, imagine like, well, if that Frito bag was full of, like, fecal matter.
Poop. Yeah, you can say shit, it's okay. This show, there are no limits.
Well,
that's
just gross saying that.
This is the why. Well, then now you're part of the show. Of course, if you guys are not watching this live, you're watching this over in the UK or in a different country that I don't know about, and you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment and subscribe. And if you're already on YouTube, go over to the Nolan's channel with Troy and subscribe to Retro Replay. What's up?
I just want to point out that, like, people in America probably watch it later on YouTube as well. It's not just a country thing that you wouldn't. Well,
now,
okay.
I've looked at all of the analytics on YouTube, Greg, and I have it on good authority that I don't know how to read analytics. So there is that. Kevin, what is this? Bring this up.
Wait, bring it up
now? Is this for housekeeping?
Yeah, I was going to put it as the last story.
Okay, you do that, of course, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks and Audible. That's right, two sponsors, so two giveaways later in the show. Right now, it's housekeeping time.
What kind of hotel is this?
Top on housekeeping, of course, Kinda Funny Prom is imminent. It is imminent. Mm-hmm. It is coming June 30th. Nolan has, are you coming? No, Nolan is not coming, but other amazing special guests will be there. You're welcome to come by.
You know what, I didn't even get to go to my senior prom in high school, so.
Well, I did and it sucked. That's why we're recreating it right now.
Actually, it's not a bad idea. June 30th?
Yeah, June 30th. If you wanna come up, you can bring the missus if you want.
I have to?
No.
Oh,
I ask myself that question every time I do anything.
She might not want to bring me. Not that strong a dancer.
She can come without
me. All right, no, if the missus and I can make it.
Perfect, perfect.
We'll do it.
But either way, there's going to be lots of fun.
Now.
Call her now! No, don't call her now. Do not do that. I've done that one. I did that one time.
Call her now!
No.
Call her now!
No. I'm going to veto this.
No, she's on a date right now.
Okay. Yeah, I hope it goes well for her. June 30th, so kindoffunny.com/tickets. Go over there, get your tickets. We have lots of fun stuff planned for you all. It's happy. That's right. It's hashtag happy National Best Friends Day.
And that's today?
Yeah. And someone wants me to sing a rendition of the Golden Girls theme song to thank all the best friends out there for all of your amazing support. I'll do that at the end of the show. How about that? That seems like a better.
Unless
you want, do you want to do it with me now?
I'm in, Nick. You let me know, man.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. But if you threw a party, I would fucking poison Greg Miller's cake. What? What? That went dark.
That just got dark.
I apologize. I'm sorry, guys. I thought we were.
That was from the reboot.
That was.
Wow.
That's when they. That's, you know, my goal in life, by the way, if my wife dies early, and I don't. I want to die before her because. No, I'm saying I want to die before my wife because I don't. I don't want
to
live without her.
But
if she, something happens to her, Greg and I and the rest of the guys, we're gonna live in that house. And wear caftans the entire time.
Are you?
Just muumuus, yeah, the whole time. You in?
You know what?
You want it?
I could be persuaded. But I want B. Arthur's room.
Oh, she had the good room. I'll take Sophia's room.
All right.
That's fine. That's fine. What else? What else we got here? Oh, that's right. E3 coming up. Are you going to E3? You doing a lot of stuff at E3 this year?
I can't. I'm doing something with Jeff Keighley on Monday to promote our stuff with Troy, but I'm actually on a plane to Australia.
Oh, wow.
On Tuesday, so I'm
on a. You lucked out. It's a lot of energy. Yeah, it's fun, but I always get back and I'm tired to sleep.
I would have done something this weekend, but I'm up here.
Well, there it is. We are doing something.
In San Fran, Oakland.
If you're bored, you can come by any of our streams. And we'll be cooking DiGiorno's pizza, probably, drinking LaCroix, and watching all the streams here. So if you want to see.
Is it delivery or DiGiorno's?
It's. DiGiorno.
Kind of want to get back to the Omaha steak thing.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming soon. It's Father's Day.
I would like some steak.
Go over to kindoffunny.com/E3 to see all of our schedules for Saturday, Sunday, Monday through all the way through Thursday. Of course, if you're around LA in the LA area on Thursday, we will be doing a meet and greet at the GameSpot Battle Rig at LA Live. It's free. Yeah. You don't need tickets or anything like that. So come by and say what's up to us. And then I think Greg and me are going to go grab steaks after that. Is that right, Greg?
Well, everyone. We're taking everyone out for steaks.
But mainly just me and you, right?
Me and Andy and Kevin and Cool Greg and Cam and Joey. Yeah. Team dinner.
Team dinner. It's good. Yeah. Team building. Team building over red meat.
All right.
I dig it.
If you want to see the schedule, it's on Instagram. So Kind of Funny Vids Instagram.
And Twitter.
And Reddit.
All right, everywhere. It seems like probably
we're going to inundate you guys with
just
this.
Just go to Google and type in just something.
Schedule. Just type in schedule.
Yeah.
I like that.
In fact, that's the word of the day for YouTube right now. Just schedule. There it is.
Schedule.
Next up on housekeeping, of course.
Schedule.
Yesterday, X2 went live. If you guys want to keep up with us, you have to watch X3 this weekend. We will be reviewing that probably Saturday. It'll go live, though, standard time, next Thursday, 9 a.m. We're going to be rolling out content all next week on kindoffunny.com, or excuse me, youtube.com/kindoffunny, so that'll all happen. So keep up or lose it.
Or keep out.
Or keep out. Yeah. I was trying to figure out something there, but...
I got you, man. You let me know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. What is this next thing? I didn't put this on here. Greg, did you put this ragu bag
in? With that massive, big mason jar.
He's got a mason jar, and he's got beautiful hair.
Mason jar of, like, was that moonshine on ice?
No, I didn't put this on here. Joey Noel did, because guess what, Nick?
What's up? Someone actually bought the Ragu Bagging
ever,
thing?
Somebody went to patreon.com/kindoffunny, supported us at the $69 level, so they could tweet from the Ragu Bagu Vids account. Thank you, Tyran Batten. You supported us, and what was the burning thing you felt you needed to tweet from Ragu Bagu Vids on Twitter? Magneto should have been separate from the Brotherhood.
He
deserved better on the list.
Hey, it's true.
Quote, take him out of the package.
So it's true. You guys know I don't have a say in Ragu Bagu.
Of course not.
Nolan has no idea what's happening.
Take out his package? What is this about?
It's let me we'll take a little walk here right now. We do a podcast series called In Review, where we go back and we re-review all of the MCU movies, Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. We've moved on to
X-Men.
So
what did you put Magneto? Who put Magneto?
Greg does a podcast within a podcast called Rag Guys on Bad Guys, where they rank all of the bad guys. Now, it's probably, I think, probably the worst run podcast of any podcast.
Hey, whoa, wait.
Podcast within
facts.
A podcast.
We do a couple podcasts. I do one called Rank Those Abs, where I keep a list of all the amazing abs that have been. Chris Hemsworth, top three,
okay.
By the
okay,
way.
Okay, you need to stop talking.
The entire time. But yeah, so we've offered people the
washboards.
Well, they're amazing.
Well.
They're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
They're overrated.
They're everything.
I don't got time for that.
I do. I got a lot of time for it. Yeah. People know me now, so they tweet me pictures.
No, I mean, I don't have time to, like,
put that
together. No.
I'll be honest. I mean, on a real note, he probably doesn't walk around that jacked. I'm sure it's that day he, like, peaked so he could look amazing for, like, the couple days, and then they cover him up the rest of the time.
I would just think that, you know, with all the digital enhancements you can do.
Some of it might be makeup, too.
What's the point?
You know?
Could be. I think they have, like, those. I like those. Remember, what is it? What's that costume that you can...
Like in Arrested Development?
Yeah, Arrested Development, exactly. Yeah. That was what I was thinking, Arrested Development, yeah, Michael Cera wore it underneath his shirt. That's what I
George
do.
Michael had like the big buff bodysuit so he could look like God.
Okay.
Because he has to beat God on the painting.
Adam. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Kevin, what is this? You keep pulling this up. What is it?
So...
Bring it up. What is it? Show the kids.
Hold on.
Show the kids.
It's the Lego.
It's okay, Babs.
Kebabs,
whatever you want to call
them. Kebabs.
He made this dope Lego set, Lego's Idea. I think that's what it's called, where you can submit something. If it gets 10,000 votes, they consider it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a podcast set, but if you notice, it is our set.
That is amazing. That
is
legit.
And I told everyone to go on Twitter and vote. And guess what? Only 261 people have done it.
But there's 400. Luckily, there's 417 days left to vote.
8,000 people have looked at it.
Yeah.
But only 261 went and did it.
Well,
it's bullshit.
Not
that's
not
like 20% at least.
It's embarrassing.
And how many do they need?
10,000.
Why is there more than a year left to vote?
The more people vote, the longer it extends, it seems like.
That seems like the opposite of how voting the process is supposed to work.
When it started, it only had 60. Yeah, go and vote. Go and vote.
What is
it?
Yeah, put in the chat because we don't have. Do we have a vanity link for it?
No, we don't.
Well,
but if you want to make kindoffunny.com/Lego, that'd be cool.
I could do that for you.
I could also not
do that for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 100% honest with anyone. Is it an annoying process to vote? Oh, yeah. But, you know, we're annoying and you watch us.
Yeah.
So
we are annoying.
It's a fantastic point.
Simple math.
We offer largely, and a lot of people say this, nothing to the world.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. You know, you have talent. You do all of these amazing projects. You give people joy. we are the opposite of that. We suck the joy out of their lives most of the time. Not we, the royal we, but mostly the crew.
Everybody has their place.
Well, you know, you got to keep, it's balance. We're trying to bring balance back.
Everyone's
too happy.
That's all the universe is about, right?
Life's too easy, is all I'm saying. All right, Kevin, another quick reminder. Tips, $5 above level or 500 cheers, and you get to talk directly to Nolan via my mouth. Let's go to the news.
Okay.
The news. The top news story today, actually a very, very sad one, unfortunately. Anthony Bourdain died at 61 years old. Very young man. If you're not familiar with Anthony Bourdain, well, you're probably familiar with Anthony Bourdain. He did a lot of cooking shows, including Parts Unknown. My wife loves him. She's on his list, for sure. So if he ever, well, we won't go into that. Bourdain was in France working on an upcoming project, episode of his award-winning CNN series, Parts Unknown. His close friend, Eric Ripert, the French chef, the French chef found Bourdain unresponsive in his hotel room Friday morning. They're thinking it's a potential suicide. This is very, very sad. Very sad.
Yeah, and, he's pretty amazing. I mean, the stuff he did, he's a real just renaissance man, just getting out there and just doing things. I always liked him because he seemed to always do things that weren't the most popular things, but he just kind of, you know, he lived his life on his terms, and it was very, very sad news.
Well, he got popular, if I'm not mistaken, in chat. You can let me know if I'm wrong, for writing that book. I want to say Kitchen Confidential?
Kitchen Confidential.
Yeah. And I heard him talk about that one time. I forget who interviewed him, and he was just like, you know, I was a chef, I loved it, I wanted to highlight just the craziness that goes on that you don't, that the average person would never see when they walk into a restaurant. You don't think that there's this crazy, like, everyone's sex with each other, and there's drugs and partying afterward, and it's this wild nightlife after the restaurant's closed, and so we wanted to do that. And I really think that, you know, obviously he got a huge amount of accolade for that. That set a tone for his life, and it's sad. The world is a little lesser without him in it. Also, I think he was a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, which is incredibly impressive as well.
He was a badass.
He was a badass.
I mean, he was a badass, and again, lived his life on his terms. He would call people out that he didn't agree with. He didn't care. And there's something really refreshing about somebody who would just be that honest, didn't really, you know, didn't suffer fools gladly.
Exactly.
He'll be missed.
All right, let's move on to the next news story. There's apparently a Kick-Ass reboot in the Kingsman universe, coming from Matt Vaughn. This is interesting. This is an exclusive from Empire Online. Matthew Vaughn has been a major force in British filmmaking over the last 15 years, and not just as a director of Layer Cake, Kick-Ass, Kingsman, and more. His production company, Marv, has also brought us the likes of Eddie the Eagle, loved it, by the way, and Harry Brown. Now he's setting up Marv Studios, the modern version of what a studio can be, he describes, and he already has big plans for his output. The filmmaker is planning to reboot the Kick-Ass series, and while he won't confirm which incarnation of the character it would involve, he does strongly hint that Patience Lee, an African-American single mother who's taken on the vigilante mantle, could be in the frame. A solo hit girl film is also in discussions and could either focus on older Mindy McReady or look at her younger years growing up under the tutelage of Big Daddy. Quote, we're going to reboot Kick-Ass and Hit Girl, Vaughn confirms. Look what Mark Millar did is doing with comics for Clues. So, Greg, does that make any sense to you? Did you read the Mark Millar stuff?
Well, Kick-Ass got a reboot in the comic book, right?
I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, there's a new Kick-Ass out right now. I think it was Kevin and I saw that. Didn't we, Kevin, in the comic store the other day? Where you're like, the Kick-Ass is out again?
Yeah,
I think so, but it was a poster, right? I don't think it was
out. I can't remember
the comic book series. I think I read somewhere it got a reboot, so that makes sense.
I mean, I don't think we need to do this. I feel like Kick-Ass was great.
You think it's had its day?
No, I feel like it's too soon to reboot Kick-Ass, isn't it?
I think there's just been too many reboots of everything.
That's true, too.
I mean, just think that, you know, the whole Star Wars, as much as I love it, it's just like, my goodness, we're going to just get another movie. Why can't just a movie be a movie and that's it?
Well, even beyond that, I mean, I feel like they just won't let anything go. You know what I mean? Like, let's do new IP. Let's have new ideas.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. You know, I mean, if they were doing the day when Lucas came up with the idea to do Star Wars back in the day, you know,
We got to make Godfather 7.
Exactly.
That's what we got to do. We got to keep making those Godfather films. Dig up Al Pacino. Bring him back.
Yeah, and you know, and there's great writers out there.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Al Pacino very much alive.
I apologize.
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
Oh, I just wanted to say
I mean,
it.
This guy.
Look, but don't crazy. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, but don't enjoy.
He's not a Barnard man.
I think it was Barnard.
Bear. He's not a Baird man.
That was what it was.
I don't remember that one.
Heat. What? What was that from?
Send Up a Woman. Remember?
Oh. Hoo-ha.
Chris O'Donnell was. Baird was the school.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not a Baird man. After a long day of acting at the top of my voice, I like a LaCroix.
There's a point at which Al Pacino went from being a very amazing nuanced character actor to just being Al Pacino as Al Pacino as the character in the movie. And I don't know where that went.
Now, you say that, did you watch Paterno? Did you watch the HBO Paterno?
Oh, I did watch Paterno.
He's lost in that role. He's not Al Pacino in that role.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, that's true.
I never watched the Kevorkian one either.
I didn't watch that either, but it's interesting that he's doing a lot of those HBO projects. Him and De Niro. De Niro did the Bernie Madoff thing. You gotta watch it. Shock Mike.
But HBO's doing some amazing stuff.
They've always been doing amazing things.
Yeah.
Did you see the Wolf of Wall Street, Wizard of Lies?
Yeah, Bernie Madoff one.
Yeah, Bernie Madoff. Fucking insane.
Yeah,
yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer, great in it too.
It's kind of like a comeback for her. She hasn't been around for a while.
Now she's in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Hell yeah, she is. I watched Heat recently, starring Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Yes, I know.
This guy's like, great ass. Yeah, you got your head all the way up it.
And then they had that one scene. The whole thing.
Can tone that down a little bit.
Finally, had the one scene together in the diner. Toward the end there.
I read on IMDb trivia. Now, you know, that's the number one source of where I get all of my news from. People contributing
as you
that.
Should.
That they did not, I think per Al Pacino's request, or maybe it was De Niro's request, they didn't rehearse the scene together beforehand.
Yeah, I
because they
that.
Wanted to do a couple takes just fresh. And they had never really done a scene together before. I would have loved to have been a fucking PA on the set that day and just seen that scene unfold the first time. You know what I mean?
No, that would be pretty amazing. Just, I mean, I like to work that way anyway. Just the idea, like, see what you bring, what you're gonna do. But to put those two heavyweights and just let them go. And I wonder how much of those first couple takes they actually use.
I think they use a lot of the first couple takes from what the trivia said. But
is that just pure instinct? They're just going off pure instinct.
Well, that's also like it's fun because there's a little bit of Greg. Sorry from that. Did you have a question?
I'm enjoying the show.
You were just looking.
Don't get distracted by your audience. This is the one critique I have for you. You know, you worry so much about the audience.
I really care about how this is coming off.
So close, but you're so far away.
I know. It's interesting because obviously those two, looking at them, like are two of the most dominant names in acting, at least growing up in the 80s, 70s, 80s. You know, you got De Niro and Pacino. They're like the heavyweights, right? And so you get a little bit of that ego behind their eyes a little bit. Yeah. You see them like sparring a little bit, like mentally with each other, like who's the bigger name, De Niro, Al Pacino?
Yeah,
playing into that, having fun with it a little bit.
The only thing about I think from some of the big time names that I've met, the more successful they've become, it's almost like the cooler they are. There's I got nothing left to prove.
Not me.
And
not me. I'll tell you one thing right now. The bigger I get, monster.
Right.
They're going to have to take me down with a helicopter.
All right.
You know what I mean, Kev? Fuck them. That's what I said. I'm the million-dollar man. That's how you get ahead in entertainment. You're very successful. That's how you do it, right? Every time you walk into anywhere, you just act like you own the place.
Apparently,
right?
I could be more successful if I just start kicking some ass.
Let's kick his ass. Greg, you want to get your ass kicked today?
No, thanks.
I think...
Do you want me to kick your ass as usual, as I do as the champ, quite often?
He fucking got you, dude!
I've been inspired to become a prick. So, let's go.
Listen, when you accept the purse of money that they're going to give you for how successful you are, you can thank me for this. You can say it all started on the Kind of Funny Morning
Show.
The
prick purse.
The prick purse.
Okay.
That's what we'll call it from now on.
That's what we're going to call it.
Now, Greg, you put this next story on here. You're very interested in the Halloween movie that's
You're talking
out.
About reboots. Oh, you're talking about cool. stuff. Halloween.
So, before we get into this, we're going to watch this trailer again. If it gets cut, we apologize. Sometimes we get claimed, we have to cut it out. But we're going to do a reaction now to the new Halloween movie, and that's Jamie Lee Curtis right there, and I'm very, very excited about it. Kevin, let's make sure the audio's up for this. Hold on one sec.
I heard the news really loud. Yeah, remember when it's like, the news.
I just, you know, all right. Part of this because I pretend like this is a phaser from Star Trek.
Well, as you know, we hate current movie trailers because they show you a trailer for the trailer, so you'll have a second to figure out if this is loud enough.
Fair point.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, roll it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've waited for him.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
We're on.
We're here to investigate a patient that killed three innocent teenagers on a Halloween in 1978. He was shot by his own psychiatrist and taken into custody that night, and has spent the last 40 years in captivity. Hello, Michael. I have something you might like to see.
Why would you do that?
We now join Porchar.
Oh.
What's this?
Wake up, look. Look at what you've done to her.
Oh, this is a good, oh wow, man. This took a turn.
And what you done to Kevin? What you did to Karen? Karen?
Yeah.
I will say, I don't know how this fits into the Halloween universe. It's an interesting choice, though, right, Greg?
It's crazy. It's a weird reboot. You don't see these kind of reboots often.
I mean, this guy.
We saw Michael Myers outside, and he's like smock there, and then he's pulled in here, and there's some kind of outbreak thing happening.
Do you think this is a prequel to, like, is this Michael Myers that's having a seizure and or some sort of anaphylactic shock
in
the chair right now?
He didn't mean to hurt him, though, you know?
This looks great. I'll say the tension in this scene is it's still going on too. I like that's
you
what
can,
I like
you
about
can
it.
Cut any time.
No, oh, I see. Okay.
We got the bit. We got the bit.
I didn't know if there was an end to this video or if we needed to keep going with it.
Now I know why TJ Fixman, my buddy, sent me just wanted to say have a great show. I'm like, "Oh, that was nice of him."
So for those
For
maybe people, Kevin, why don't you get do you want to bring up the real Halloween trailer? Because it should be watched.
I would like to watch
you
the
should apologize
trailer.
To, Kev, can you to grab it? Everyone for not showing the Halloween trailer. I was all in. That's so cool. And
so
then,
if you're not a longtime Greg Miller fan or a Nick Scarpino fan, even though he's more behind the scenes, we had a show called Up at Noon.
A lot of people
and when we started doing Up at Noon, Nolan North was one of our favorite guests before he got too big to ever come to Kind of Funny.
Shut up. I have kids. I have family. I would come up.
I think you had him in. I had to hear boring ass stories about your kids back then too.
I didn't care for them as much as I do now.
Okay, that's fair. And so when Nolan was coming up for the first time to do Up at Noon, TJ Fixman, a common friend between us, hit me up and was like, "You gotta show one of the Port Charles clips. Just catch him off guard." And so it just became every time Nolan came on Up at Noon, we'd show a Port Charles.
You know what gets me? That I didn't think you could get me twice.
Yeah,
and you just did.
He just did. It came to me a couple days ago. I'm like, oh fuck, I'll edit a trailer together.
Do you know what's funny is actually TJ once said, "Hey man, are you sure I'm just kidding?" He was actually kind of like was concerned.
Sure.
I think it's hysterical.
I don't think there's a way to hurt Nolan.
Let me tell you something. I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, we're not making fun of your acting at all.
Here's the thing. I was young. I look great.
You
look
good
now.
I'll tell you one thing. That's one of the things I admire.
You look good
about
in
you.
That, man.
You look good there. You look great now.
It's another one of those things.
I think I was 26 years old, something like that. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it was so funny. But I remember doing that going, "Does this look stupid?" And I was like, "No, it's great." I'm like, "I think it looks stupid." And they're like, "No, it's great." I'm like,
"It looked great."
If I only had the foresight to go, "Hey, do you think 20 years from now people are going to pull this up and say that looks stupid?" They're like, "No."
There's no way to archive video like that.
And this speaks to your legacy, because there are plenty of people probably who have done daytime television like that who don't have people that care enough about them now
to go back
fuck
and
with them.
It.
Yeah, to fuck with them.
That's you know what, I don't care. I don't care. I remember it was the DL56 flu epidemic, and Ken Schreiner, the guy, he was like, "Do you mind if I really get into it?" I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." And he grabbed my hair, he was just holding it, and I'm sitting there going, "Oh, that really hurts." And we're just going on, he's throwing me around. I'm like, "I guess this is what acting is." No clue.
I guess this is what acting is.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah.
I like to believe there's a world where Greg is secretly plotting that anytime you do anything, you open a door, you open up your fridge, and that clip plays.
That's pretty
so
funny.
So just you got that to look forward to for the rest of your life.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. Fantastic. Kevin, let's pick up where we left off.
You got me twice. You and Fix
The
me.
Craziest part is that trailer's amazing.
It's really good so
far. What I've seen, yeah. I was like, fuck, this is, at one point, I forgot what was gonna happen.
Yeah, I was into
it. This is roughly where we're at.
Go for it.
everyone in my family like turns into a nutcase this time of year. Yeah, I mean, your grandmother is Laurie Strode. She was almost murdered.
Wasn't it her brother who murdered all those babysitters?
No, it was not her brother. That's something that people made up.
Do you know that I pray every night that he would escape?
Who the hell did you do that for?
So I can kill him.
Dad, look out!
The bus crashed.
Mom, what bus crashed?
Michael escaped.
Excuse me, somebody's in here.
This is why I don't poop in public bathrooms.
Yep, 100%.
Right there.
This is exactly
I don't do it. That's
yep.
why.
I'm in the same boat. Oh.
Whoa, that's not good.
I just waited for this.
Oh, night. The music just got me.
So good.
He's waited for me. I've waited for him.
Get out of the lawn! Get inside!
You don't believe in the boogeyman?
He's here!
Michael! You should.
Can you close the closet door?
Don't open it.
Don't. Just run.
Don't
now.
Open it.
Just run.
Don't open it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I'm in, man. I'm in. Andy, what do you think?
I'm a little fraidy cat, but I gotta go see it, man.
I'll tell you something that you guys probably don't know. Halloween is my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I remember
awesome.
When I was a kid, that we said, we'll go to Halloween. Not a very good birthday.
That'd be great. Oh, I know. That's, it must suck having a birthday on the
doubling
holiday.
Up on a holiday is never fun.
Never
no,
done.
No. Halloween's great, actually. Halloween's the best holiday because
yes!
everyone gives you gifts. It's candy. It's presents. My mom used to get pizza parties, and she'd take the pepperoni and make them into like jack-o'-lantern looking.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Oh, yeah.
See, my birthday is mid-January, so it's just far enough away from Christmas that I expect presents.
What day?
13th.
My son's the 14th.
I don't talk about it.
So he doesn't get presents.
That's messed up.
No, no problem.
Teaching
Halloween
how
looks
really
great.
Is.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
that this Halloween
really
reboot thing looks great.
I would not have thought that I wanted a Halloween movie because I didn't. But now seeing this with Jamie Lee as the main character, in. When are they going to bring back Trading Places? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Talking about that?
Yeah, no.
Did I get that one right?
Yeah, she was in Trading Places. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy. Dan
yeah,
Aykroyd.
Looking
exactly.
good.
Cool.
Was it looking good?
Billy Ray.
Looking
feeling,
good?
No, looking good.
Looking good, Lewis.
Feeling good,
Billy Ray.
Thank you for being a friend. No, we're done with that. I'm super stoked by this. I love the idea of turning it on its head that she's been waiting for him this entire time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
rather than
yeah.
be like, I
training,
just lived my life. Or
Sarah
the,
Connors.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It kind of makes you think about like the crazy cat lady syndrome
sure.
in the weird house. It's like, no, she's in there with guns.
Well, that's what I like too, that she's not that. When they show the still, I was like, oh, this is, she was like driven to the brink of madness and is like an old maid. No, she had kids and she's got a granddaughter. Like she lived a life,
but
she's also been outside cocking
she knows
that
it's
gun.
Coming.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone in your family or someone you knew was a psycho killer and
yeah.
you knew that if they got out of jail, they were coming
for you, yeah.
you better fucking arm yourself.
Yeah.
How about that? Just the visual, though, that insane asylum
yeah.
with the checkerboard pattern and yeah. the square with the
what
lot?
What doctor is letting them come Oof. In to interview him and bring the mask?
It seems like he's like a documentary crew or something.
Yeah,
like that
but like what doctor is like, all right, go on in.
Well,
show him the mask.
The same
he's
doctor
like
that let
man,
Hannibal
too.
Lecter escape.
I think it'd be a doctor from Port Charles. Maybe who suffered with the DL-56.
That was amazing. That was so
you
good.
You still got it.
You do.
I still
you really
got
do.
It.
It's just when you have.
Actually, I didn't have it. They actually hooked me up to a car battery to do that.
Method actor.
Roasted your testes.
No,
a little
I,
bit.
I just. They were like, he's terrible. Let's bring in the shop and cattle prods. It's Let's punch him right in the donut.
I love it. In the donut.
Yeah.
I call mine the crawling.
That's a new
that's
vocabulary
yeah.
term for
that's
Nick.
What's
that's
gonna
Nick's
happen.
New vocabulary.
That's what's going
to
happen.
That's
all
how
right.
that's how all the young actors in daytime were got to perform. It was like, let's just
cattle prod the shit out of them.
Cattle prods and electrocute them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, of course, I am nothing if not benevolent. And a lot of you people out there, I've seen in the chat, a lot of people are saying, wow, Nolan sounds like he can do a really good Christopher Walken impression. Well, if you don't know, he does arguably the best Christopher Walken impression. We've had Troy Baker on the show. Troy tried.
No, it's good.
He did good.
No, he's good.
He did good.
He's good.
Of course, a lot of people say that my Christopher Walken impression, quote, needs work. I don't know if that's high accolade. I don't really know. I don't read a lot of the stuff, you know, so I don't know if people say that.
It's not good.
Okay. So needs work is where I'm at right now. But when I found out that Nolan was coming on the show, I had to do it. We got to do another walk-in with Nick, and that's what we're going to do right now. Kevin, bring it up. All right, let's see how this works. Let's see what this goes. All right. Now I'm going to set the scene for you.
Okay.
Nailed it!
There it is right there. We're at a Starbucks, like I am so often.
Oh, no.
I got to stay still.
There it is
right
there. Wow! Perfect. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll read the scene for you, and then we're going to go right into it. This is how the magic's made. This is how Marvel movies get made right here.
Oh, interior. I don't want to move.
There you go.
You can move that? Okay.
Yeah.
So is this better if I turn this way? Is that better?
It's whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
I like that you're giving him his ears.
Well, you know, Walken doesn't have a lot of ears, so that's one thing.
There you go.
All right, you ready? You feeling good?
This looks great.
Do you need any? You need to prep? You need a moment of silence or anything like that? Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
All right. We find our two characters inside of a Starbucks. Nick walks in. Oh, I gotta walk in. Sorry. Nick walks in. He's greeted by Christopher Walken.
Wow! Welcome to Starbucks. My name's Chris. How may I be of service to you today?
Yeah, I'd like a venti iced coffee, please.
We don't usually let the boys behind the counter, but we'll make an exception. Bold order for even bolder man. I could tell when you walked in, you're a man of principles. Man of ironclad constitution, passionate resolve.
Well, thank you, I appreciate
that. Not unlike myself, so few real men still left alive on this godforsaken earth. Most people walk around calling themselves men. They're all sissies. Like Greg Miller, fake champ, some call him, not me. Never was champ more like it.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with that, right? Ladies and gentlemen, yes.
Yeah.
Greg Miller, in fact, did cheat at Mario Tennis, and his championship belt should be taken away from him.
Cheater! Pumpkin eater!
That's what they call him on the subreddit.
It's what I call him right here at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Johnny Ace was robbed. We all know it. It's written on Greg Miller's stupid face. Every time he does anything, scream out, you what? You cowardly man-child. History will remember you for the paper champ you are.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you want that coffee sweetened or unsweetened?
Unsweetened, please.
Coming right up, champ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Andy, I want you to watch. That's how you do it next time.
Okay.
When we do it.
Okay. Exactly like you did.
Sometimes like my mouth moves strange ways. Try some of the biscuits and down there in the blue cup.
Where are they?
Well, there's just in front. I can't use my arms. I was stung by a jellyfish when I was swimming in the ocean, and I've yet to have someone pee on me.
I mean, I can find someone to pee on you, Chris, if that's what you'd like. There's plenty of people. Greg, would you pee on Chris? Oh, no. All right. You didn't play?
I forgot the song. I didn't bring the song out.
All right.
Oh, wow, look at this.
I'm sorry, you're not allowed behind the counter here at Starbucks. I apologize. All right.
Sir.
There it is, okay.
Sir, you're going to have to.
I'm here with breaking news for today's championship address. If you go to the Kinda Funny subreddit, you will find the most upvoted post with a blazing 192 points.
Blink-192.
Hey everyone, I see a lot of you posting stuff here about Johnny Ace. It breaks my heart to tell you this, but Johnny Ace is a loser and sucks and is dead. You're welcome.
I like how you got emotional in there a little bit, where the emotions overcame you at the butt, and then you said, no, I'll find my strength and go, but Johnny Ace is a loser and sucks and is dead.
I just want to make sure the record was set.
No, I understand.
The news was clear.
It is.
Nolan, I'm sorry you have to be on this embarrassment of a show.
It's actually...
Loser!
Okay. Tell him, Tim! Tell him!
Couldn't even beat me in Mario Tennis!
He wasn't even close!
Party mode! One of the most successful party modes of all time. Ain't that right, Andy?
Yeah, woo!
People wanted to see the champ back. The champ is back. No longer the chump, huh? Stick to your really successful open mic comedy career.
Okay.
And working out and looking good.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Forgotten Hell in the chat says, I think something, I don't know what this, Ace is Wild.
Ace is Wild. Rest in peace.
Ace is Wild.
Nolan's just dealing with a lot of beef here.
Whenever you want a Nolan's real video game superstar on Twitter right now. On Retro Replay instead of that clown shoes Troy Baker, let me know.
Okay. Well, my career is over.
Yeah. Yeah, effectively.
Just texting my agent saying thank you.
We like to make sure when guests come on that they thread the needle.
Back.
Yeah, you know, they run the razor's edge, where it's either this is going to skyrocket you to being even more popular than you already are.
Isn't this the same show that started out giving me shit for not coming up for so long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder when I'll be back.
It's weird. It's weird. Maybe tomorrow, maybe never. We'll see.
See you tomorrow.
He will be at SF Comic Con. I know. All right. Kev, what about Big Topic graphic? Why not? Let's do it. You want to do it? I'm on Twitter the other day, and I see this get retweeted that you and one of my other favorite human beings on the planet, Troy Baker, are doing a thing together.
We're doing a thing.
You're doing a thing. You're doing Retro Replay, youtube.com/retroreplay for everyone out there that wants to go check it out. If you're listening on podcast services right now, throw your phone out the window, go to your computer and watch this so you can leave a proper comment. How did this come about?
Combined have done a number of games, good number of
games. I've heard you've done like a couple gigs in gaming.
But it's amazing that I hadn't played since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he grew up playing, but he hadn't played a lot. You know, he goes back and forth. And one day he said, oh, you should play with me. We'll do this. We'll play some games. And then one day we just thought about putting it together and maybe turning it into something. And PJ Harzma, who was the executive producer of Con Man that I did with Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion, and he jumped on board to help us produce it. Drew Lewis, another one of our guys, helps shoot it. He does all the hard work. He's the guy we talk to off camera that gets everything. He's in there with PJ editing, so he works his tail off. So we're super lucky to have PJ and Drew on the team. And basically, we just decided to start shooting these.
Yeah.
And could not get over how much fun we had. And it's literally just us, bullshitting like we usually do, but with the background of playing these games and kind of going back over the ones that, I remember I played this, and then, or ones I've never played. And I think our last one that just came out, we did Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, I saw that.
Came out yesterday, and it's our longest one.
Kev, click on that. I want to see. One of the things I wanted to say is this show looks phenomenal. Whoever shoots this for you, where do you guys shoot this? Is this actually a set, or is this someone's basement?
No, we have a set.
This is stunning. Oh,
hey. Yeah.
I mean, it helps that you're both incredibly good looking. Again, if you want to plunk someone down there looks like the leftover parts, I will sit right between the two of you in that crack.
The crack. See, we didn't know how they were going to edit this, but we literally just had kept screwing up the intros, and they turned it into a montage.
Well, that's the fun. Like, so I imagine, actually, I'll put this question to you. Is it fun to just be able to do your own thing, direct yourself, get in there, and not have to worry about necessarily all the other parts that go into making something as big as a game?
Yeah, you know, the great thing about it is as an actor, you're so much, you're beholden to like, okay, the agent's calling, somebody has to hire you.
Yeah.
This is one of the things we just said as we're getting older, it's like, why don't we try to create something that we enjoy doing that we control? And what we'll do is we end up taking a day and just go shoot a number of episodes. We'll play all day long different games and just change our outfits, but we put it together and it's a blast. And the funny thing is, The Amazing Spider-Man, our first episode that we aired, I didn't know what rage quit really meant, but I did it. And it was because it was so frustrating. And we joked about it. I think in this episode, we should have called the show Level One. Because we never seem to get past level one.
Well, some of those old games are really hard.
Ninja Gaiden was hard. And somebody tweeted today about a guy who did the speed record, and I watched it. I was like, this is not human. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, they do it.
And you feel like such an idiot. It's been so much fun. We're just going to continue, possibly expand, but as long as we're having fun doing it.
If you ever need guests, if one of you is ever like, hey, we can't
that
do it.
That may be something future.
We will, you can have Andy. I'll ship Andy down to you. He's a beautiful human.
I'll be there.
Hair. I'd love to play with you. Sweet. I would also love to come by as well. What was I going to say?
Well, the cool thing is just we just, like I said, it's just such a blast to do, and we're literally just doing what he and I would normally do if we're just hanging out,
shooting the shit, having fun, playing some games, making some great content. I'll say this: I sympathize with you on how frustrating games can be. Of course, I'm mastering a small game that no one's ever heard of called Fortnite right now. Thank you. I started out, and I remember it wasn't so long ago that I remember that I was having struggles with it as well. So stick with it. And you two in a week or two be just a master of any of the games.
There's been some that I'm pretty good at, getting mm-hmm. pretty good at. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's funny because, you know, we're learning the whole world of YouTube and, you know, things that you guys have clearly mastered, taking care of stuff, you know? But
mastering.
But I'll tell you what I noticed.
We're surfing
being
the
here today,
sure.
Everybody's having fun.
Oh, everyone.
Everybody's just having a blast. And it's really cool. And that's why, you know, and then they, so we're just trying to, you know, just send people, say people enjoyed it, get subscribing, it's free and all that good stuff, and you know,
Andy from the Pit.
Get inside access to our lives, to our sense of humors. What, you raised your hand,
Nolan, just say it.
Is there anywhere I could like send my resume anywhere, or?
No, Andy, you can't, if you're gonna ask them for a job, do it behind my back.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't.
I was told,
I'm sorry, so
I wouldn't be having to take resumes.
It's unprofessional. He does this with everyone that comes in.
Sorry.
Because literally the guy that delivered the UPS packages, he asked for a resume from that because he's trying to get out of the
Yeah, I have house. A reel I can send you, or you just
no,
let me know.
No, he doesn't want your reel. On a serious note, though, I'm very excited. I always love when our friends decide to go and do something on their own, get out there, make great content, and because nothing but good stuff ever comes from that. Always. Always
well,
good
stuff. You know, we got some comments. I remember somebody said, well, you know, it's like, they're doing a playthrough show. I'm like, no. It's not, because we're just that bad.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna learn anything.
No.
Those are my favorite shows, right? We're not there to, although that's not true, because sometimes, you know,
well, look,
it becomes like a special episode of Blossom, you know, and you learn something.
I did not like those. I will say that's why, you know, you're preaching to the choir out there, because they tune in every day for a morning news show where I don't even read the stories before I read them.
Yeah,
so
I get it.
If you're expecting anyone out there to want expert analysis on anything in the entertainment or video game world, you're expecting too much. They don't care. They're just here to have a good time.
Actually,
most of them are at work
do.
Right now, or if they're in the UK, they just got off of work and they're doing this between dinner and watching porn. All right, Gav, let's go into some tips.
Not quite porn hour in the UK.
No, what time is it in the UK right now?
Almost 8.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Nolan.
It's 8 p.m., I think. Isn't it 8 hours ahead?
Yeah, 8 p.m. is good. Why when the sun goes down? I think that's the witching hour for porn, right? The porning hour?
I don't know.
How many of these things do you need?
I don't know anymore. I was raised on good old-fashioned paper porn.
Yeah.
Where you went to the store and you bought it in a black bag and you went home and you locked yourself in a room.
Yeah, you had to hide your
these
shame.
These kids these days with your iPads diddling anywhere on a bus or a church pew.
Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's tip time. Let's go into some tips. If you've tipped us at the $5 or above level, we will read that right now. Just like Everardo Guzman did, gives a very nice tip and said, Mr. North, could you please give a shout out to my girlfriend, Julianne, pronounced...
Liana.
Oh, Juliana.
Here's a shout out to Liana. She just started playing Uncharted series 2 weeks ago and it's quickly become one of her favorite series of all time. She loves both you and Emily a lot. Well, and we love you, Liana. So, thanks for playing. There's a lot of games and a lot of other things.
Well said.
Done.
Well said.
I don't know. What's next?
Stefano Trader says, Nolan, Greg sometimes says he's aging like a good wine. I hope he's ashamed of saying that after looking at you. I can only wish I look as good as you when I'm 40s too, when I'm in my 40s too.
Yeah.
First off, he's 32 years old, first off, for anyone that's keeping a record.
Actually, you know what? People always lie about their age. I'm starting to say, I'm 57.
You going older?
I'm going older. They go, you look great. I mean, a few years, I'm 71.
You're 71 years old?
I do a lot of cycling.
Cycling is what they say, the fountain of youth is the normal fountain of youth. Sushi Girl Ali says, hi, Nolan and Nick. I fall into that tiny cross-section of people who are huge fans of Pretty Little Liars and also avid gamers.
Nice.
So, just wanted to say, I love Peter Hastings and Nathan Drake in equal measure. Heart.
Because they have the same voice.
It's fair. Yes.
I like when I meet people and they say, can you do the Nathan Drake voice? I said, I've been using it for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is me talking.
But it's just, it's usually me going, get down, it's under duress. So that's Nathan Drake.
If you want, Andy can do any sound effects for you. If you need fire.
Wait a minute,
or...
now I think I do need a resume.
Yeah, okay, fantastic.
I just like a fact. You may sit in the back of my car just making noises.
Yeah, he doesn't do them well, though. I just want you to know, he'll do them, but most of them just sound like his normal voice.
Yeah, so. It's just me like, oh, you know, just stuff like that. So, a lot of noises.
That's what you're getting yourself into. He's cheap, though.
Andy, can you be in a car for a minute?
Ant-Man 0208 says, Nick, can you and Nolan show each other your Christopher Walken impressions? Also, can you show Nolan the Morph impression? You know, what? Just show him all of your impressions, please. P.S. Can I get a butthole? Give me the one, Kevin. Butthole. We just did the impressions Power Hour, so you're welcome for that. But I will give you a Morph.
I do a great Morph. Pod racer, Sebulba's pod racer from episode one, Phantom Menace.
Again, the interview's over. He's not hiring you. Do it.
All right, just picture, everybody close your eyes. Can you all just picture, like, you know, Anakin's racing and so is Sebulba.
Close your eyes.
And then you hear driving by and you hear that driving by, right? Sebulba's pod racer.
That was really good.
Pretty good. Thanks.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thanks, guys.
That actually wasn't bad.
Pretty good.
Now the Greedo.
Dear Greedo!
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 Coco!
Greedo!
Oh, that Greedo? I thought you meant Greedo like the one that Han shot.
Oh, no.
I need to stop this and say, can I get a butthole?
I just occasionally like to say the word butthole on air. People like it. It became a thing. This is the world I have
just
developed
with the backdrop of Frisco, I gotta ask.
Well, we're very liberated here. We like to do whatever we like to do to each other.
Alrighty then.
Alright, let's go into the next
one. You can get one, not mine.
Lethal Arrow says, has given us 500 cheers. Says, first time watching live, got all four wisdom teeth out yesterday. One was super impacted, and holy crap, so much blood. Thanks for making the healing process better, KF.
Wow.
That's gross.
Yes,
sorry.
It's very gross. I had all four of mine taken out, and she probably looks like an absolute
chipmunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he or she.
It's probably he.
Hey,
Lethal Arrow.
Okay, you're gonna
sounds
have like
a masculine name,
like a chipmunk. I remember that.
I will say this: take the pain meds. I didn't want to take the pain meds, and an hour later, I was crying. So in my mother's arms, and I was like 17.
You know, I remember getting mine, and I woke up from the anesthesia crying, and I remember just looking at the doctor going, "Why am I crying?" It's like it's a side effect of anesthesia sometimes, and I was just like crying, and I don't know what that says about me.
No, you're
at my core.
It's because you're in touch with your emotions. That's what makes you so good as an actor.
That you wasn't where I was going with it.
You can get to the bone of it. You know what I mean? The nerve center of it.
Nerve center. Gotcha.
The fantastician says, a best friend is moving on up. I was a storyboard revisionist on the Disney show Big City Greens, and the first episode is finally available now, and would love for our fellow best friends to check it out. Kev, you want to copy and paste
congrats.
That link
that's
into
cool.
the chat? That's great.
Okay.
Woo! There nice. It is. Next cheers come from Billy Ledora. Says, many cheers to Nolan for an Oscar award deserving performance, even if the writing was wildly unbelievable. And I think he was talking about the walk-in bit that we just did, because Greg is a fake champ. Todd Wise has given us our final tip right now and says, Nick, did Johnny Ace get two or more practice games before going against the chump, he spelled it with a U, Greg Miller? Greg set the stage so he could learn the controls and strategies, giving him unfair advantage. If you notice, he lost his first 3 points, hashtag not my champ. I was not given the proper practice session beforehand. We were rained out. Johnny Ace was cheated.
We missed one, I believe.
Did we miss one?
Tip. Yeah, Game Jumper.
Oh, Game Jumper X says, it would be cool if all the best friends would give the backstory of their usernames. My nephew helped me back on Xbox 360. I was jumping around with different games at the time. I added the X because numbers on your username is not cool, says Game Jumper X. Yeah, go for it, guys. Let everyone know. Let them know what your handle is, wherever you can go. Okay, cool. Next up, P.S. I love this best friend, XOXO. This is what we do. You go to kindoffunny.com/best friend, fill out the form, and we nominate someone in the community that we can give a shout out to if you feel like they're doing a great job. Right now, Nightwing593 is shouting out Joey Noel for being the best damn community manager out there. She's always out there spreading the positivity of the best friends. That's great.
Yeah, Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
All right, well, I'm gonna give my friend shout out.
Go for it.
And I'm going to give it up. Normally, think Troy or if I'm doing something, but I'm going to go to PJ Harzma and Drew Lewis, who are putting together our show at Retro Replay. And they're the ones like staying up editing while we're back, you know, just go, oh, life's hard because we have traffic in LA.
Your talent.
Yeah.
Your talent.
So. Well, yeah. But So that's my shout out to them.
Spam the link in chat.
Yeah, everyone go subscribe. YouTube.com/
You know what we're going to do, too? I want to kind of do a see how many people we can get in the next, like, say...
Well, what are we out right now?
Next 72 hours, I want to see how many people, because of this, we'll go out there. How many of your subscribers are going to go, yeah, we'll watch those clowns?
You are at 30K. I don't know what the actual... Oh, 30,052.
We'll just call it 30.
We'll say 30.
If we can get to 30,100.
There you go.
I'll be happy. We're at 52?
You're at
52. 48 more. Let's go, kids. 48 more.
Come on, everyone. Get over there. You know what? I'll subscribe. There you go.
Oh, you
are? No, we are subscribed. We are subscribed.
Oh, he was... No. Sorry. Nolan, he doesn't subscribe to our stuff. Don't worry about it.
No. Let me see. I'm going to switch my account to my other account and subscribe. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
There you go.
I may have done this already, but no, there you go. There it is. Put your money where your mouth is. Now you're at 30,065.
Well, thank you. You guys are sweethearts.
30,066.
70. Whoa. No, that's a ton of people. It just hit.
30,074.
Oh, we're so close.
It's climbing.
All right. While
we love you.
We'll
guys.
Check back in on that in a second. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is giveaway time, and of course, our giveaways today. Our sponsor.
What do I get?
You get the pleasure of my company. Is what you get, sir. But everyone else out there can get Omaha Steaks. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. You're a father, right?
Yes.
You got kids?
I
do. You like to grill?
Yes.
Every once in a while, you get out there in the LA weather,
all
you
the
grill,
I
you
put the steaks on there.
Well, let me tell you one thing right now. If your kids were old enough to order this and they had a credit card, they could get you this amazing deal from Omaha Steaks. This is a very convenient service. Omaha Steaks delivered hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, and vacuum-sealed meats directly to your door in an Omaha Steaks cooler right now. Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to the listeners of this fine podcast for Father's Day at 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to omahasteaks.com/morning, type morning in the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes, listen to this, 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steak fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning package, plus... Get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks free.
That's
burgers
amazing.
Free with this purchase. Great. $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill.
That sounds like a fantastic
50
idea.
Bucks for all that meat. I'm telling you right now. Greg brings up a good point. You don't have to be a father. You can just order this for yourself. You do whatever you want. We do have, of course, 2 sponsors today. Our second sponsor is Audible. Thanks to Audible for supporting the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Audiobooks are great for helping you be a better you. For our audience, Audible is offering a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. Just go to audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500 and browse their unmatched selection of audio content. Download a free trial and start listening. It's that easy. Audible selection of audiobooks, original shows, news, comedy, and more is unmatched anywhere. You will find what you are looking for this summer. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks. Right now, I'm listening to Dangerously Funny, the uncensored story of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Are you familiar with the Smothers Brothers at all?
Yes, I am.
I was not, but I started reading a bunch of comedians' autobiographies, and they all point back to the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. They said they're all inspired by that, so I'm very excited for that.
Is it Tommy and...
Evan, brother, I just call them Smothers. Dick and Tommy.
Dick and Tommy Smothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't. But I'm 71 years old. Mm-hmm.
You were around. You could have been on that show.
I used to have drinks with the Smothers Brothers.
Well, let me tell you right now. Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off, whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on the Amazon Echo. You can get through tons of books hands-free and eyes-free while doing almost anything. Here is this amazing offer. Get a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500. That's audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500. All right. Winter time. We give away a game each and every day here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show.
Do you really?
We do. And now we're going to give away 2 because we had 2 sponsors. That's what happens. Okay. Congratulations to J-Mac Gill, I believe from the Twitch chat. You have won Steep on PC and Link Parkour. You have won Story of Seasons on the 3DS. Yay!
Yeah, well done.
All right, it's 12:01. We're going to go into the 3 and 3, of course, ladies and gentlemen. Queue up your questions, comments, or compliments for Nolan and myself. We'll take 3 or 4 of those from the non-subscribers, and then we'll throw those out the window and talk to the subscribers because we love you more. It's like we have 2 kids,
yep.
But you have a favorite, right?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, let's see.
Of course, he doesn't live with us.
No. Of course, why would he? No. He's your favorite. You gotta put him in a mansion.
He's with his real father.
He's a prince. Jesus, this got dark. Next kind of funny in review, Halloween or Friday the 13th. We might get to one of those at some point, but, you know, we're going through all the nerd stuff first. Let's see. TyBat11 says, hey, this is Tyron Batten. I paid for the Ragu Bagu tweet. If continued to stay at the $69 tier, do I get a tweet once a month? Thanks.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Was it?
You can tweet from the Ragu Bagu Twitter account if you support us at the... And that, by the way, he's not the only person that can get this. You can put out a tweet every, 10 seconds? So we could have literally thousands of people tweeting from this account.
1 second, I think. I don't think it needed to be 10 seconds.
That's fair. I was just assuming the amount of time that it took to... Right, he's gone. He left the thing. Okay, Nolan, what type of role have you not played and want to in the future? Says Frog and Bullfish 89.
Always a big fan of Westerns, and always wanted to do a Western, so that would be a really good gig. If it were in gaming, obviously Red Dead Redemption, I think, is phenomenal. So, big fan of Sergio Leone and Clint Eastwood and everything they did with the spaghetti Westerns, and Once Upon a Time in the West with Henry Fonda and Charles Bronson. So, Westerns. I love Westerns.
Westerns. There you go.
That would be a cool little gig.
Let's see. Andy, do you have a question or are you just coming in?
Just walking in, Nick. Just hanging out, man. How are you doing?
He heard Westerns and said, I have chaps. It's a different kind. Assless is not what cowboys wear.
I've read this. I finally got smart to you guys. I started reading the whole thing before I started reading it. And this is a getcha. So be careful with this one. It says, Nolan, I was just playing Arkham Knight for the first time and your penguin is awesome. Who do you play in the new Superman game? Now, they haven't announced the new Superman game. He's trying to get you to give some inside information.
Oh, here. People do this. You know, people think that because Troy and I, we're prominent in games, people like that, you know, I don't know anything. And I'm probably giving away the fact that I truly don't know anything, that I don't know.
That's fine. When in doubt, I generally just go blank and stop talking. That's what I do. But because I generally don't know, even if I do know something, I've probably forgotten it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember when I did Portal, when Portal came out.
Woo!
Portal 2. It came out and somebody said, "Oh, we love you in Portal." I'm like, "Oh no, I wasn't in that." I'm like, "No, you're in there. You're all the cores." I'm like, "No, I don't think so." They're like, "Yeah, you're." And funny thing is, it had a code name back when I had done it, and you know, the development time.
Yeah.
So it came. I had to hear myself on online somewhere before I even knew it. So I don't even know games I'm in until they're out, and I forget.
There it is.
So
that's
I don't know.
Happens when you're busy.
If there's a Superman game, I'd like to play Superman. I did it for Lego.
They're trying to trip Nolan up here, Greg.
Yeah.
They're trying to ask me if he's got any inside information to this here new Superman game that's rumored to be coming out.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. You're thick as thieves with those Rocksteady people, aren't you?
With Rocksteady?
Aren't you? Yeah.
Well, you ever heard of Rocksteady? We did all the Arkham stuff.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
I'm just saying, if you knew something about Rocksteady,
I have something. Breaking news. I'll tell you. Rocksteady is in London.
I fucking hate you.
I visited their facility. They're great guys, amazing developer. I would, you know, they actually, it's really cool. That studio came along and you know, allowed me to do the Penguin.
Yeah.
At a time when Shadow Complex, Uncharted, Prince of Persia, Assassin's Creed, all kind of, and I, there's one other in there. There's like
Dark
five.
Void.
That's it. Drake with a jetpack, and it was like everybody said, "Well, he just uses that one voice."
Yeah, we all called you a talentless hack for a few years, and it turned out you could do stuff.
I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm still
okay
with that. The
paychecks were rolling in, yeah.
But it was, the funny thing is, it was and I did get those comments. He only does one voice, but you only can do what your director.
Yeah, you have a director, right?
And that's what I was told to do. And then that game came along, and Rocksteady gave me an opportunity to be Oswald Cobblepot. And it was so people didn't know it was me, and that was
Well, you figure for me, like whenever somebody says something like that, an unfounded opinion, I'm obviously joking, calling you a hack. I always point to that, and I point to David in The Last of Us, where I was playing. Yeah. You had told me you were in The Last of Us ahead of time. You broke the embargo because we're bros, and I was like, "Oh, I can't wait to see who you're going to be," because I hadn't played it yet.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I was like, "What?" It wasn't until you chuckled or something. And I was like,
is this no? What? No, no, this can't be Nolan. And it was. You did such a great job.
It was cool. I remember somebody told me at Naughty Dog that Amy Hennig, we were working on Uncharted 3, she had walked by some audio and she goes, "Oh, who's that? That's creepy." And she didn't recognize
That's
me.
Awesome.
So that was another great, great role.
Of course, you're the role you were born to play, Superboy.
Oh, well, you
Young
know
Justice. You want to tell me about Young Justice Season 3? That's coming up too, huh?
Let me tell you something. It is unbelievable. Season 3 is coming out. I don't know when. I really don't. I know it's going to be on the new DC app, from Warner Brothers. And it is...
Streaming service, Nick. We got to get a DC show, Nick.
Dude, I'm in.
It's so good.
I just want to watch Season 3.
The writing, I mean, you know, Greg Weisman, just phenomenal what he's done. He's just such a talent. And he's just passionate. You know, he's a fan of what he's doing, and that means all the world to an actor when you get in there and your director's like, and writer, you know, your executive producer and writer, you know, is that passionate about stuff. He and Brandon Vietti, I mean, they brought this to life and, you know, got the gang back together. I'm not saying that. There's some new names in there that are fun, and oh God, I just hope people get the DC service, watch the show, so they will allow us to do a fourth season. That's
you
my
got
hope.
My money. I was hard sell on the DC service, but I'm going to get it.
I will say that the DC animated properties especially are exquisite, always. They're always so good. Young Justice is one of those things where I was looking for something to binge watch, and I had not. I think it was right when season 2 came out. I hadn't seen season 1. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. It's about the kids. Who cares?
Let's see what these kids are.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Fantastic. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Get hyped for season 3.
Is it still
it's
on
really
Netflix?
Good.
I think it's still on Netflix.
It might be. That's where I watched it, I believe.
Yeah.
And you have that gut-wrenching get to the end of season, like the last episode of season 2, and you're like, oh, it's clearly just not on Netflix. You go Google it. There's no season 3.
Well, there is. That's the good news.
I know.
There is a season 3. We have finished. They're putting the finishing touches on it, and then we're just waiting for a release date. Cannot wait for that. That's because
there is a God and he loves me.
Nick, we're in the chat right now asking questions, right?
Yeah,
can I ask a question from the actual chat? This is a real question, Nolan North. Mm-hmm. I'm not setting you up for a punk
it's
here.
It's not a TJ Fixman question?
No, not at all.
Okay. He says it's real.
Here you go. And here's what, should I join SAG-AFTRA or AFRA?
Oh, whatever? Good question.
I got invited after the last game I did and they sent me the thing. I'm like, here you go. And it's like, I've been doing more and more VO. I've been, you know, being a scab, you taking these jobs from you union folk.
That's fine.
If I'm not full, like I'm not like gonna become a full-time voice actor, but should I do it? I don't know.
You know what? I really don't know how to advise on that.
It's weird, right? It's a weird question.
Because my first experience to get into the union was when SAG and AFTRA was separate. I booked this Port Charles gig.
Yeah.
And it was, well, you have to join AFTRA now. That because I think my first couple jobs were after television, and you get a few that you can do before you have to join. But then when you're a regular on the cast member, you have to join.
Sure.
And they do it. So, and then SAG, when I started doing some other television jobs, SAG was, you at a certain point, you have to join, or if you can't do, let's say Rocksteady did have a Superman game and they wanted you to be in it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a union job, and you wouldn't, if you weren't a union member, you wouldn't be allowed to work on it.
Yeah, see, because that's what, I'm not trying to get you into a sticky situation, so be careful. I'm going somewhere with this line of questioning. This comes from the Lego supervillain game that got announced. I'm in that. I can't confirm my character, but I'm in that.
Great.
And when they came to me and offered me the role, I was like, oh, of course, yeah, well, I'm like, great. One second. And then they came back like, wait, are you union? I'm like, no, but I'll do whatever I need to. They came back and they were like, since you're not union, you can't do it. And I was like, whoa, I've been in other Lego games. And we had to go talk to the legal department, do this thing, jump through a few hoops, and then get like the exemption form filled out.
Yeah, what you do is you go to Taft-Hartley.
Yeah, exactly. Hartley. That's what it was. Yeah.
Taft-Hartley. You know, it's what every actor is, the first job, they do it. And they will, so now you are eligible to join.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing. Bottom line, why not? Because until you make a significant amount of money in it, you're not paying a huge amount of dues.
Oh, yeah.
You have that recognition. It's cool to have the card. I've had it mine for over 20 years, but I remember my son, Cooper, who's 18 now, was an actor, and he went out and he booked a couple TV jobs. He's on Fresh Off the Boat on ABC. He did a small role on that Young Sheldon, and he did a movie in Colorado. and the movie Taft Hartley'd him. And it was really cool the day that, you know, his mom and I, he opened that card up and he got the card.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of a banner day. So, yeah, get your card.
I don't want to lose out on opportunities because I have it. Nor do I want the card to block these other opportunities.
You will miss out on opportunities if you're not union.
Well, Rocksteady, I'm going to join. So if you need me in the Superman game that I still don't think what you're working on, but if it is, and if Nolan...
So sad? I had no idea. And if you did do a Superman game and I didn't get called...
I'm going to have a problem.
Watch your back, Rocksteady.
Let's just drop the Superman from it. You don't know anything about Rocksteady's next game, you're telling me.
I know nothing about Rocksteady's next
game. So you're telling me Rocksteady stabbed you in the back and threw you... got rid of you.
As your lawyer, do not answer that question as your representation.
Leading the witness.
We are going to wrap the show up right now, but I do realize that I missed a few tips. Greedy Ears has given us a tip and said, "Oi, paying my birthday tax for tomorrow. I don't want to go to the internet jail. Can't wait to see everyone at prom in 3 weeks. It's going to be ruddy amazing. Here's a fun clip. Just scale the weekend wall." And he's given that to you, Kev. You can watch that.
It was
Tilted. Not good?
No.
All right, we're done. Tilted Sombrero says, "The People's Chant and Nathan Drake on The Morning Show. What more can I ask for?" Anyway, Nolan, I was wondering if you had any thoughts on the new How to Train Your Dragon 3 trailer. Love you on the TV show as Stoic the Vast. Is that how you
say
that?
That's right, Stoic the Vast. I took over for Gerard Butler because he couldn't do the television series. Hiccup! I want to talk about those dragons now.
I believe Stoic died in the second movie, so I have no opinion as an actor about Dragons, the three, but I love the movie, so I'm going to watch it anyway.
Well, they say
They say a good death is its own reward, right, Greg?
So far away, yeah.
They do say that, man.
Good death is its own reward.
Chris Maloney, what up?
Final tip for today comes from WetDirt28, says, "Nolan, I love yours and Troy's work on Retro Replay. What does the future of that channel look like with both of your insane schedules?"
Oh, you know, that's a really good question. We do have insane schedules. We're very lucky to be so busy. But what we do is, this is a kind of a passion project. You know, we just love doing it. And so we're gonna make the time to do that. We also have a con schedule together where we go to these Comic Cons. And we're working on trying to possibly do a Retro Replay live at some of the cons if we can put it together. I don't know when that'll happen, but we're going to be in, he and I will be in Sydney next weekend, Perth the following weekend, and then we have shows in Manchester and London and Glasgow this year, and I think Connecticut we're announced, Philly, we're all over the place. So, you know, if people keep subscribing, keep watching, just see these vids, and if they keep enjoying what we're doing, if they enjoy what we do, enjoy making it, they enjoy watching as much, we're going to keep going and just maybe expand it and I don't know, you know.
So basically you're saying if you don't hit that 30,100 subscribers, you're going to shut the channel down. Did we hit that?
Yeah.
Well, then we need 30,300.
Just, you know, the thing
we need to get there. Let's get us there.
It's really funny. When you we're so new to the whole how this all works and it's become so much fun. You know, it's like a new habit. You're like, this is really cool.
It's a nice little playground.
So, you know, we've gotten some great feedback from people we respect and people who seem to be enjoying it. They who have started their channels. Not to mention you guys have been
we're really out there. We're doing our thing.
So it's really, people just keep subscribing and then we can do more, you know, so that's what we want.
Go subscribe to youtube.com/retroreplay. Please follow Nolan on all social medias. Follow him on the Twitter, on the Instagram. Follow Troy while you're at it too, because he's just a breath of fresh air as well.
Troy Baker VA, did you get those things up? Can you do graphics or anything?
No, we can't do graphics on the show, but people will Google you.
Yeah, Troy Baker VA, I know that's him.
And what are you on the socials?
I'm at Nolan_North, because somebody took my name.
That's what I'm talking about. They took the underscore as well.
Then they wanted to sell me my name. I'm like,
for how much?
I don't remember.
All right,
I don't care if it's a dollar. Don't sell me my name.
What an asshole. What's up?
I'm doing lower thirds on the fly.
Okay, thank you.
At Troy Baker VA.
You can't see that. You should have done it with something darker.
Why'd you do Troy's?
That was the first one you did. I can't make it that fast.
And that's then fair. On Instagram, it's at, oh, I said at, but it's really Nolan North.
Yeah.
It's checks, whatever.
There
it's,
you go.
It's like, I don't know. It's I don't know.
Nolan, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the
show. Has it?
It has indeed. I've had a great time. The audience had a great time. You are welcome back whenever you want to come back. We'd love to get you on a podcast.
Yes.
For a couple hours, talk to you about pretty much the exact same thing we just did. We'll just do it again.
Do that again? I'm sure we'll pull up that soap opera footage.
That's going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
We should get that keg in the back filled with some Guinness. We'll get Troy Baker up here with me, and we'll just have a party.
Yes. Yes.
That sounds great.
I love that, everyone.
Also, Nick.
What's up?
KindofFunny.com/Lego is, in fact, working.
Great.
So anyone that wants to do that can.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Go over that. And, of course, if you're at SF Comic Con this weekend, go see his panel. He'll be there on Saturday.
SF Comic Con in Oakland.
I love you all. We'll be back tomorrow live streaming the EA press conference, doing pre and post show for that. Until then, I love you all. Reminder, though, all next week, no morning show. So that's not happening. We're going to be streaming all the conferences.
You sleeping in?
No, they want me to come here and lend my expertise to the Sony conference because I know everything that it is to do.
30,190 on Retro.
We're good. Wow. We're trying to get to 3,300. That's what we want. 30,300.
Right. I'll come back when it hits 300,000.
There you go. Well,
that's more than we have.
That's a lot. That's a big ask. Everyone, I love you very much. Stay frosty out there, my friends. Kevin, cut the feed.